Welcome back on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here live from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to Nick and Brett Barber for joining the show from the baseball team. We now make the transition from student athletes to the head coach as John Schaller joins the show. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Awesome, man. Always a pleasure to be here.
So pitchers and catchers report today. I know it's exciting news for everybody in the baseball family, but you actually have a family member in spring training this year. Fill me in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my brother's down, Adam. He just signed a contract with the Guardians this offseason, so he's going to be down there in Arizona, I believe. He's been down early for instructs for a little bit, and so, you know, just getting acquitted with the new team and figuring out what's going on and having those guys get eyes on him is a big deal for him. But, you know, he's down there. He's having a blast, and, you know, it's better weather than we're having here, so you can't complain about that.
So I asked this to the Barber brothers because they said the same thing. Did your whole family grow up playing baseball?
Oh, gosh, dude. We grew up doing everything, man. It was. I'm the oldest. Myself and my younger brother grew up baseball, and it was baseball, football, a little bit of basketball. I was a little bit vertically challenged. The rest of my family's not as such. But, you know, it was football and basketball growing up in Texas, and you had to, so... And then the youngest was kind of a jack of all trades. Did a little baseball early, but it was mostly just the two of us, really. And then my sister was a big volleyball player. So it was always something going on, you know.
Seems like a competitive household.
Oh, my Lord. Lots and lots and lots of arguing. But absolutely, it was competitive, and everybody was doing something all the time.
So I want to talk a little bit about your playing career. You started at the NJCAA level, made your way up to Northwestern State in Louisiana. What were some of your biggest moments on the way there?
There was a lot. I think the biggest moment for me was the first day of practice when I got to Texarkana College, mostly because it was an eye-opening. When I played high school baseball, I played at a smaller private school who, you know, Concordia Lutheran and Tomball, and they're an unbelievable program now. But, you know, while I was there, they were still growing, and we had 15 kids in the program, and we never played a playoff game until my senior year. And, you know, it was a growing experience to get onto a college field and realize that I am not that good at baseball. not at least as good as I thought I was. And so obviously that happened, and it kind of opened my eyes a little bit to the work that was about to have to get put in for the next kind of 4 years. And so that kind of shaped, you know, the rest of the time that I had playing. And, you know, it was a big deal for me. And then, you know, every day was just a big day. You know, anytime, in my opinion, that you get to go outside and play baseball, it's a blessing from God. And, you know, we live and die by those.
Do you listen to Steven Jackson's podcast or no?
A little bit.
Okay, so you know the one question that he always asks guys, right? I'm going to hypothetically ask that here. Who was the first guy that you played against in baseball where you were just like, whoa?
You know? Oh, man, that's a tough one. Yeah, there's a couple. So there was a dude my freshman year. He played at Navarro College. His name was Lucas Schiraldi.
Okay.
He was one of the first guys that I faced that was really just, oh, my sweet Lord. He was 99 to 100, wipeout slider, and in every way, a better athlete than I could ever hope to be. It was either him or a guy named Jameson Taillon. If you follow baseball, you know him. He's a...
Yeah.
He's with the Yankees now, I believe.
Yeah, he's been hurt. But yeah.
Yeah, he's been down, up and down. And, you know, when he was in high school, he was 98 to 101 in the McDonald's All-American game. And, I mean, you face that guy on the bump, and you're just like, holy smokes, man. Like, some people are just different, you know. And that was a big one. He's a big boy, and he could really pitch, and he grew up in the same area as me. And so that was another guy. And then there was a guy named Jose Trevino. Got to play my first high school playoff game as a senior, and Jose played for a high school in Corpus Christi that we faced in the first round of the playoffs.
Jeez.
And Jose threw a perfect game against us on the mound.
Wow.
And hit the Texas high school home run record home run off of me in that playoff game and put me on ESPN and in the worst way possible.
That is not the way you wanted to do it.
And he's actually an unbelievable dude, and you know, we got to play against each other a little bit in college when he went to Oral Roberts when they were in the Southland and I was in the Southland. And, you know, he was another guy that just you watch him play and you're just like, man, like, he's different.
I wanted to ask you about another story you told me about. So college baseball is opening days tomorrow. LSU is the defending national champions. You actually had a chance to pitch in Baton Rouge. That's correct?
Correct.
Can you tell me about that again?
It's not super fun when you're not playing for the Tigers, you know. Dude, it's just an unbelievable experience. It's a crazy crowd. You know, you look up in the stands and there's you know, 9,000 people there on a Tuesday night, and it's an in-conference game, or it's not non-conference game, it's an in-state game, and it's just like, dude, holy smokes, man, this is crazy. How did I get here? And, you know, there's guys like Alex Bregman out there playing, and you're just, you don't know at the time, but you know they're just better, you know. And you know, it's always a fun game. It's good to go out there and compete against those guys, but you know, it's a totally different ball game when you get to that level.
Is it surreal now, seeing that you played against Alex Bregman, and now he's playing for your Astros?
Oh, big time. Love it. I'm a huge fan. You know, obviously, he's done an unbelievable job of kind of, you know, wearing a lot of the slop that they have to deal with. And
yeah.
He's taking it in stride. And, you know, he's an unbelievable human being. And you know, he's just one of those guys that gets to work and works out every day. And you know, of course, good things are going to happen to him, like playing at that kind of high level. So It's not surprising.
So you're from Texas, but you told me off air that you're a Tennessee guy. How'd that come to fruition?
Well, that's my parents. My parents moved to Tennessee shortly after I, you know, got done in college. And so kind of growing up in that area, or not growing up, but, you know, kind of spending time in that area after going back home. And I love it out there, and it's beautiful. And my sister actually graduated from Tennessee, so she's a Vol, and just being out there, it gives me something to cheer for when the Demons aren't playing. So,
talk with head baseball coach Josh Aller right now if you're just tuning into the Garden City Community College Coach Show. Talk to me about the way you like to pitch. Were you a long innings guy? Were you a strikeout guy? What was your forte?
I was not a strikeout guy. I was a very high-energy guy. I started my career on the back end of games. I didn't really start games until I got to Northwestern, and really in the beginning of my career there, I was really slated to be a back end guy, cause I was very high energy, very, you know, emotional, wear my emotions on my sleeve kind of guy. And my stuff was not as good as other people's, and I had to live and die by, you know, the energy level and having my guys around me playing defense. But, you know, my brother was more the strikeout artist than I was. And so I had to live and die by guys playing well behind me. And so that was my thing, is if I can get guys going behind me and get guys fired up, then that's how I'm going to win games. So
what's one pitch you wish you could throw really well?
Oh man. When I, fastball, you know, a fastball would have been really cool. You know, when I made my career, when I got to junior college, the slider was my out pitch. As I got older, it kind of faded away a little bit, and I became a heavier changeup guy. And so if I could go back and do it over again, I would love, obviously, to throw a little bit harder. But I think the game has changed a little bit, and the slider has become the new king.
Mm-hmm. Did you throw over the shoulder, or did you have a different arm slot?
Oh, I was straight over the top.
Okay,
I was Iron Mike style.
Got it. So there was one guy we watched in NC State. He went through three different arm slots and three different pitches. And I was there like, I can't believe guys are doing this now. Now you have guys in college who are throwing with both hands, you know, the game at NC State or Mississippi State. My bad.
It's unbelievable. I'm so glad I played baseball when I did, because I don't know if I'm good enough to play it anymore, man.
So I've asked you this question before, but for people listening now that don't know, why coaching for you?
It's a simple answer. You know, at the end of the day, what I want to do is I want to make sure that these guys get the exact same experience that I got out of college baseball. And, you know, it was a life changer for me. And any little bit that we can do to help these guys out is our goal, you know? And so that's what drew me to it originally. It was, I love baseball and I love being around, you know, guys that are competitive. So, I mean, what better career choice than doing this, you know? And so if you can affect one kid, it's worth it, you know?
Tell me about how these first couple of games have gone for you guys. You're finally in the season. You've gotten a couple games in. What do you feel like the strength of the team have been now that you're seeing actual opposition?
It's been a learning experience, honestly. It's been a way for us to kind of figure out an identity. You know, we kind of knew what our strong suits were coming into the season. We were pretty quick. We could, you know, we could run around the bases pretty well. You know, we didn't strike out a ton, and we threw, you know, we had some dudes that could throw strikes, and really it's been finding that rhythm and that identity to really lock in and be that team. And you know, it's been awesome because we played some really good competition so far, some guys that, you know, really punched us in the face and made us come through adversity. And you know, that's one of the biggest things for us early in the year, is just saying, hey, we have to stay on track and stay with our goal in mind, and the things that we're working for will come to us in time, you know, and not get distracted.
As a guy who was a pitching coach before this, what's the key to developing guys like put away pitches?
It's a complicated science/art.
I'm sure.
It's about understanding first, what do they do really well? and how can I bridge the gap between what they do really well and what they don't. Obviously, you have to take a look at Arsenal and say, hey, you know, what kind of breaking ball is going to pair well with this guy versus the fastball that he throws versus a changeup that he throws really well? You know, is he going to be a guy that can naturally develop this pitch from an arm slot, or are we going to have to force it versus a different type of breaking ball? You know, it's just about finding guys that what are they going to cling to fastest, right? Because in my opinion, a good out pitch is the same as a get me over pitch in a different location. So if you're going to do that, right, we just need a breaking ball that's consistent. And for us, that's what we preach.
That is a great answer for a very open question. This is why I ask you these things. Josh Oliver, you're just tuning in on the Garden City Community College Coach Show. Let me ask one other question that's off my script. You're a pitcher. Is there such thing as a waste pitch?
Oh, yes.
There is.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is a different answer than what I've heard.
I am very, very keen on guys being aggressive. So if you're asking me if a waste pitch exists in baseball, absolutely. You know, any pitch, in my opinion, that's not a competitive pitch, meaning it starts in the strike zone or finishes in the strike zone, is a waste pitch for us. And we just – I think that any time that you get in a situation where you throw a pitch that's non-competitive, you're giving the hitter, a better count to hit in, and, B, you're giving them a pitch off to recollect themselves. And so we preach go right at guys. And, you know, we're not trying to set anything up. We're throwing our best stuff in there as often as possible and finding out whose day it is.
You guys are striking out roughly 6 batters a game right now. Is that about where you thought you'd be early on?
Early on, yes. We're still, like I said, kind of trying to find an identity. Obviously, we want that as close to double digits as possible and or higher. But, you know, it's really about understanding who we are as a pitching staff and what we do. You know, everybody's not going to be at a 6. Some guys are going to be lower than a 6. Some guys are going to be higher than a 6. Come in and do whatever job it is that you do well, and understand that that's what you're bringing to the table, right? If you're a guy that's not going to strike out that many guys, by all means, get in there, get your outs. But if you're a guy that comes in and you're getting swings and misses, then we have a situation for that. And it's about my job is really highlighting guys in the right situation.
Let me go over to the hitting side of things for a second. First 2 games this season, you only scored 1 run in both the games. Yep. But then you scored 10 in your final game in Mexico. Where did things flip?
We decided to be on time with a fastball in game 3, and it's weird what happens when you do that, you know. And you know, we can come up with all the game plans in the world and all the decisions that we want to put out there, but at the end of the day, our guys got to get on time with a fastball, and if we can't do that, then the breaking ball doesn't really matter anyway. So, you know, I think that was the biggest thing for us is seeing velocity out of the hand for the first time early in the year surprised a lot of guys, and we weren't prepared for that. And obviously, we had to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, we got to make some changes here. And once we did that, obviously, we're seeing some better swings.
Are you someone who wants to see your players be more aggressive at the plate or take more pitches?
Absolutely. I want to be aggressive. I'm a very aggressive person, all you know, in any way whatsoever, you know. So I want to be aggressive on the mound. I want to be aggressive on the bases. I want to, you know, by all means, we can make as many mistakes as we want as long as we're going 100%. You know, that's my MO. And you know, we're not always going to be clean. We're not always going to be pretty, but we're going to go 100%.
Did it hurt as a pitcher when you played to give up first pitch knocks?
Oh, man. If you go back and look at my numbers, I gave up 100 hits in a season. And so, yeah, it hurt a lot giving up any knocks, you know.
Fair.
I did it a lot. So, yeah, it's first pitch knocks, in my opinion, it's better than a second pitch knock or a third pitch knock or a fourth pitch knock. If you're going to give up one, it might as well be first pitch. You know, I don't have any issues with hits given up as long as it's not 2 strike counts, you know. That's where we try and make a living. But, you know, early in the count, if we're going to give up a knock, it might as well be first pitch.
Got that first win of the season for you guys against Amarillo. It was a complete 9-4 win. What was your biggest takeaway from that game?
We played clean. We played clean, quality baseball, and we forced Amarillo College to play quality baseball, and they, you know, we made less mistakes. And I told our guys, like, when that happens, we're a really good team, and it's just about playing clean, and it's not trying to beat Amarillo College. It's trying to play the best game of baseball that we can. And don't worry about the scoreboard. Scoreboard is just a reflection of how clean we played that day. And so it's going to go our way if we play our brand of baseball.
We were talking to Nick and Brett a bit ago. Thank you for bringing those guys on. They were great. Nick said you guys played them really tough over the 4 games. And when you look at the final scores, I believe that reflects. But how did you feel about that 4-game set?
You know, they're a talented team, and they're a really, really good team. If they go out and win Region 5, I would not be shocked. You know, and they do a really good job over there. And I thought we came in and we gave them everything they wanted early on, and you know, we let one game get away, and we didn't play our brand of baseball, and it was really simple. That's what happened. And the last two games of the series were really close, and we had some young guys in some situations that they'd never been in before, and they're going to be better the next time they go out and do it. And you know, those guys learned a lesson, and now when we get into conference, those guys are prepared for it.
Excuse me if I get this guy's name wrong, but Alex Penigua threw 3 2/3. Did I get that right?
Peniagua. Yeah,
Peniagua. Okay, I'll know that for when I start broadcasting. gave up just one run in that 3 2/3. How was he able to dictate the game on the mound?
Well, he exactly what you said. He dictated the game, right? He controlled the game. He controlled the run game. He attacked with a fastball, and he was able to spin a breaking ball for a strike consistently. And when you can do that, you can always keep hitters off balance, you know? So he did a really good job.
First home series coming up for you guys. So we'll get into that in a moment. You're taking on Southeast. What are some things you really want to see this team do a little better than what they've seen in the first couple games?
I want pitchers to be in attack mode more consistently, and I want to see hitters be on time with fastballs. You know, we really try and simplify the game as much as we can because it's such a hard game to play, and it's so mistake prone. You know, simplify it down and worry about things that you can control. And so, in my opinion, if we throw strikes, if we are on time for the fastball, we will be successful.
For the people that are listening right now that maybe haven't had a chance to see this team yet, what would be your message to fans to come out to Williams Stadium this season?
It's an exciting group, man. It's a totally different group than we've had in the past, and they're electric. They get after it. They play hard, man. And we have a lot of home area kids that are going to play on this roster, and they're Southwest Kansas kids. So there's never been a better time to get out there.
Final question for you. We just had Nick and Brett on. We got a little taste of what those two are like off the diamond. But what word did you describe to describe this Scream's personality?
Oh, man, these kids are the best. They are great human beings. And when you start there, the baseball stuff becomes really easy. You know, they just are absolute gems of human beings. And so it makes my life really easy because they're always, as you learn, they're always entertaining at the very least.
That's awesome. Can't wait to see these guys on the diamond. Comes up next week. Garden City Community College hosts Southeast on Monday and Tuesday at Williams Stadium. First pitch on 1:30 on Monday, and then 12:30 on Tuesday. That is head coach Josh Allen. Thank you so much again for coming on, coach.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we will make the transition to football. Head coach Kiyoshi Harris is here to talk about his National Signing Day class here on 99.9 The Rock.